Ich möchte unsere erste Diskutantin vorstellen, direkt hinter mir, Victoria Lee. Victoria Lee wird auf Englisch sprechen, da könnten Sie das gleich üben, falls es eben Probleme mit Englisch-Deutsch gibt, dass Sie sich gegenseitig aushelfen. Victoria Lee ist Menschenrechtsanwältin und arbeitet derzeit im Büro des UN-Hochkommissariats für Menschenrechte in Genf. Sie setzt sich dort vor allem für die Rechte von Menschen mit Behinderung ein. Victoria koordiniert im Moment ein Projekt, das die Implementierung der SDGs, der nachhaltigen Entwicklungsziele und der UN-Konvention über die Rechte von Menschen mit Behinderung verbindet. Victoria wird in ungefähr 15 bis 20 Minuten uns einen Input über die globale Perspektive geben und sie wird uns erklären, welche internationalen Vereinbarungen das Ziel haben, die Inklusion von Menschen mit Behinderung voranzutreiben. Und sie wird uns auch über die SDGs einen ersten Überblick geben, für die es noch nicht bekannt ist. Und es wird, und sie wird uns Strategien vorstellen, wie die Umsetzung der internationalen Abkommen in die praktische Ebene gelingen kann. Victoria, the floor is yours.
Good evening, everyone. I'm very, very honored to be here on behalf of the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights. And I'd like to thank very warmly the organizers of this event, Südwind and the City of Vienna. It's a privilege to be here and to celebrate, as was said, many different occasions. Yesterday was the International Day of the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Today is the 31st anniversary of the Declaration on the Right to Development. We'll be celebrating the 69th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights at the end of the week. And then next week is the 11th anniversary of the adoption of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. So much to celebrate, and no better place to be than in Vienna to do it. These instruments and these declarations, they truly are remarkable. We cannot leave them as words on paper, and they are brought to life and maintained in vigor by our renewed commitments and actions through cooperation. And throughout these instruments, inclusion is the common thread. So I'm going to talk about how these instruments have enhanced the global agenda for inclusion, and indeed the need to keep inclusion on top of the global agenda. Often when we think about human rights and development, we're having very technical discussions about how to implement them, what that means in law and policy and budgets, data collection, and development international cooperation. We often get caught up on these technicalities, on the ifs and hows, yet we should never get distracted by those concerns to the point that we risk losing sight of what are their goals. And this is very simple. It's to improve the well-being of every member of society. True development puts people at its focus. It's about including all members of society and recognition that inclusive and participatory, we have explicit references to persons with disabilities, and this again is a novelty. The MDGs had no reference to persons with disabilities, and we know the consequences of that. The gap was widened, and persons with disabilities were further marginalized. The 2030 agenda also is couched specifically in the human rights framework. This means that it's universal, it's applicable to all countries and all people. It's indivisible, so it concerns all rights, and it recognizes that the enjoyment of one right facilitates enjoyment of others. It's about equality and non-discrimination. So again, leaving no one behind, reducing inequalities. And it's participatory. It's led by rights holders. On top of that, we have accountability. So for the first time, the development agenda incorporates accountability to hold governments and others accountable for their actions, their non-actions, to ensure that there is a progressive implementation and that we can track that. Accountability requires data. We need evidence. We need to be able to show that there is improvement of the lives of everyone, including persons with disabilities, which requires disaggregation of data. And this is all, of course, facilitated by human rights indicators, which can be used by all actors, for the government to track their own progress, for civil society to hold the governments accountable, and for development agencies to be able to know where and when to contribute. So the SDGs are couched in human rights, but we need to ensure that they include a human rights-based approach to persons with disabilities. It provides certainly new entry points and opportunities for human rights by expanding the audience, the impact and implementation. But we all know that with these new opportunities, there are also risks. Development done well contributes to the realization of human rights, but development done badly can be neglectful and violate people's rights. It could set them further behind. So we need to be sure that the SDGs, while it responds and fulfills the development of persons with disabilities, that this is done in the right way, in the way informed and guided by the CRPD. So in that perspective, there is a new project that the office is currently working on, which is funded by the European Union, called Bridging the Gap. And the objective is certainly to contribute to the socioeconomic inclusion, equality, non-discrimination of persons with disabilities, through more inclusive and accountable institutions and policies. It's about creating tools to facilitate and inform SDGs implementation guided by the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. So why is there a need for this project? As I said, there have often been these gaps about what to do to fulfill and respect the rights of persons with disabilities, about who they are, how many people with disabilities are there. We have an enormous gap in data. And there's a gap in consultation with persons with disabilities and the representative organizations. So we have this incredible opportunity of the SDGs, which is now, and we need to make sure that that can also serve and benefit persons with disabilities. So that's why this project was created, to be able to provide tools for policymakers, for governments, for development agencies, to link SDGs to the CRPD, because they are indeed mutually reinforcing. The CRPD can guide, inform, reinforce, and enforce the SDGs implementation, and SDGs can contribute to the realization of the rights of persons with disabilities. In this project, we'll be developing human rights indicators on the CRPD to draw out the essence of what constitutes compliance in order to be able to ensure that a CRPD approach is taken with the SDGs. We'll also be developing policy guidelines for implementation of the SDGs guided by the CRPD, so very practical guidance for policymakers on how to ensure inclusion of persons with disabilities. We'll be developing a matrix linking the SDGs and the CRPD, as well as guidelines on data sources to inform policymakers and other stakeholders of where to find information in order to populate those indicators. There's also a very large component focused on capacity building. So we'll be developing training materials on all those tools and how to use them, delivering a training of trainers, and also making available a free e-learning course for anyone to learn and to be able to use those tools. The Bridging the Gap project that the OHCHR is leading is just one component. There's actually a second component, which is called Bridging the Gap 2, has the same objectives, but it's about concrete projects in specific countries. It's led by several development agencies, including the Austrian Development Agency, the Spanish and Italian agencies, in collaboration with the European Disability Forum and the International Disability and Development Consortium. The OHCHR is an observer to this project, together with the Finnish Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And the projects, which will take place in different countries, including Ethiopia, and my colleague from Ethiopia will be giving you more details on that, Ethiopia, Paraguay, Burkina Faso, Ecuador, and Sudan. And these are an array of themes, including inclusive education, access to services, data collection and disaggregation. It's really about projects to show a manifestation of CRPD and SDG guided projects. So all these initiatives, the CRPD, the Sustainable Development Goals, other global instruments, are high-level commitments. They require data, indicators, measurement, and of course, all for the purposes of accountability and effectiveness. But we should be reminded of the objective of both human rights and development. As I said at the outset, it's about the small places, about each individual member of society, in your country, in my country, across the world. It's about belonging, being part of the community, about being included, and not included as a standard, as a member of a society filling a certain norm, but as we are as individuals in all our diversity. So just to conclude, I would like to share a quote by the Special Rapporteur on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, where she says, "Imagine a world where we embrace human diversity. We remove the barriers in society and institutions that create discrimination and inequality. We go past the fear and preconceptions that have historically resulted in so much social exclusion. We see disability as part of human diversity, like any other difference. And we see the contributions that persons with disabilities can make in all areas of our society. We no longer need to imagine. Today we are called to act by the SDGs, by the CRPD, by the whole of the global agenda, to actively foster inclusion through inclusive development in order to create inclusive communities. And by doing so, to contribute to advancing the rights of and the sustainable development of all." Thank you for your attention.
Vielen Dank, Victoria Lee. Wir haben in Ihrem Input gehört, dass die Konvention über die Rechte von Menschen mit Behinderung zum ersten Mal in einem UN-Dokument festgeschrieben haben, dass Menschen mit Behinderung in die Entscheidungsprozesse einbezogen werden sollen, die sie direkt betreffen. Und wir haben unter anderem auch gehört, wie wichtig es ist, dass Daten erfasst werden, dass man eigentlich genau weiß, welche Bedürfnisse es in einer Gesellschaft gibt. Und den dritten wichtigen Punkt, den Victoria Lee mit uns geteilt hat, war die Bedürfnisse zwischen den SDGs, die Sustainable Development Goals, die Bedürfnisse von Menschen mit Behinderung verankern, und eben Bridging the Gap, also der Gap, der besteht zur UN-Konvention von Menschen mit Behinderung, wie man den schließen kann.